Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Carolyn says that women should rarely be allowed to drive, and that they should be passenger princesses. Yes, because using men as chauffeurs is such a great idea. That's nice, lady, but you still need to drive yourself to work because capitalism demands your sacrifice. From my experience, most of the women I've met either want to drive or they don't want to drive. It's rare to find one that's comfortable doing both the passenger and driver thing at different times. Moving on, this Miami woman drugged men and robbed them after they passed out. This is what we call the Cardi B business model, because she bragged about doing this to men and she was never punished for it. Imagine if a man had done this, how much trouble he'd be in. I think that in some ways, the men that were robbed deserve it for dating such ugly women in the first place. Remember guys, you can't be too careful meeting new people these days. Number 3, there's a Gen Z retirement home in Malaysia for burnt out young adults. Where do I apply? But what I want to know is how they can afford to retire at such a young age, even if it's in a country like that. What could possibly go wrong? Hasn't anyone ever seen the terrible film The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio, where he lives in a place like that but only in Thailand? I was semi-retired in my 20s and it was the worst thing I ever did, because I was so depressed. Up next, Barack Obama's ICE chief received an award for almost 1 million deportations. Meanwhile, the same man is being called a Nazi now that Tom Homan is working for Trump instead. The difference is wokeism and the feminization of our society. Women want to nurture and help foreign rapists, as if they're stray dogs or something, and they see this man as a dog catcher. That's a metaphor, and hopefully YouTube doesn't freak out at me for saying this. Now that we have a full gynocentric society, female nature will start getting in the way of keeping civilization stable. Number 5, Star Trek Starfleet Academy turned the two ugliest ladies in this show into a lesbian couple here. I'm not even going to watch this rage bait content anymore. I'm completely apathetic to new Trek. Woke women are just trying to destroy something that men love, so we start giving them attention again. Maybe they watched that episode of South Park and took it literally about putting a chick in there and making her lame and gay. Moving on, Kristen says that sex was created by God for marriage and not for a boyfriend and girlfriend while dating. Bill asks her to show him Adam and Eve's marriage certificate. First of all, you have to be an uber gullible person to believe that Kristen is a virgin before marriage. And second, her God and marriage message is just there to appeal to trad cucks and convince them to get married and subsequently divorce great. Marriage is typically a trap for men who are smart enough to be useful by women, but dumb enough to be used. Number 7, here's Canada's population change by quarter. People are starting to leave now, myself included, at least part-time for half the year. 20% of the population around me is Indian, officially. Probably closer to 30 to 40% if you include the temporary foreign workers and students. Being in the States, I can finally breathe JEET-free. I'm sure that in coming quarters, more Canadians will leave as well. But this is bad news for the Canadian economy, and we still need to deport millions to save the social fabric of the country. Up next, Carolyn Ellison is looking for a new boyfriend after getting released from federal prison, after stealing billions of dollars of client money and losing it in the crypto markets. As for her body, I've seen more curves on an ironing board. She had tons of time to hit the gym in prison, and yet she didn't. Keep your crypto keys private so this crypto baddie doesn't steal what little Bitcoin you still have left after the crash. Number 9, here's more craziness in Canada, where doctors are suggesting harvesting organs from euthanasia patients before they die. They want to make money from mentally ill patients that choose to end themselves. They're also harvesting organs from brain-dead people who are still technically alive. I think this is the plan for the elites to always keep their donors ready so they can live to be 100. Moving on, teachers and kindergartners saying that 1 in 4, 4 or 5-year-old kids are not toilet trained now, and many can't even say their own names. I guess there's a generation of adult babies incoming. If you're still pooping your pants, then you're not a pupil. It's not just toilet training, though. Many can't sit at a table and eat, put their clothes on, or even shoes. Maybe parents need to stop spending as much time on social media and start raising their kids instead. Number 11, Tesla's profits are down 70% over the last 3 years. And yet the stock is up close to all-time highs as of recording this because of Elon fanboys, and he's about to become the world's first trillionaire on account of his Tesla compensation package, even while the performance is so poor. Plus, the Chinese car companies are making better products these days. It's only a matter of time before Tesla comes crashing down back to Earth. even though Musk will be leaving Earth on one of his SpaceX rockets. Up next, can you just guess what the UK's second largest religion is? Here's a hint. It rhymes with Space Jam. That health ambassador is probably concealing an atomic bomb under her headscarf. And if she detonates there, she'll probably take half the country out with her. Governments call this cultural enrichment. I call it civilizational suicide. Even if she doesn't trigger any radiological alerts, that health ambassador still has health issues. Number 13, apparently scientists could soon kill 92% of skin cancer cells using LEDs without damaging the healthy ones. My guess is that if this was true, doctors would ban this or limit its approval to keep the money flowing into their practices. Plus, if this works, then people will just buy the lights and use them at home. So dermatologists and oncologists won't be happy about it. It's based on infrared light, and I've been already using something like this that I bought a kit off of on Amazon. Moving on, women are claiming to fight against being used by men the way they saw in The Handmaid's Tale. While ironically, they're fighting for all the things that'll bring down civilization and make this outcome a reality. They want this while pretending they don't. In reality, it's going to look more like this instead. They have some sort of gross grape fantasies, so the powerful men take them against their will, even though they have below average looks. Number 15, Germany is two different countries. The people who lived under communism in Germany are desperate not to do it again. Meanwhile, the people from West Germany want to try it out. Who would have ever thought that the communism in the 20th century in Eastern Europe would end up saving these countries from wokeism and diversity? And if you look at the bottom blue section, that's Bavaria, which also might as well be its own country too. Up next, meet Laura. She's the ideal woman these days. She sold her virginity for $2 million to a Hollyweird actor and even brought a doctor along to confirm her virginity. Now she's planning to be a sugar baby for £30,000 a month. Yes, folks, look at how happy she looks being a prostitute collecting cash from wealthy males. To be honest, though, if I was a woman, I would put all the other whores to shame with my debauchery. The sad part is this girl isn't even all that hot. Number 17, this is the way. Shaming TikTokers like this after she slept with 22 guys on a 10-day vacation to get over her ex. I need details, though. Was that two men a day, or did she actually sleep with multiple men at the same time? I can't believe it took her being with 22 guys to get over that douche canoe. We are witnessing the proudest generation of whores in the history of the world. This is about making her out to be the victim when she's the slut. Moving on, the more I hear about Henry Cavill, the more I want to meet him. He walked away from a $50 million film because it was woke, and he calls woke culture toxic. He was also wise to walk away from The Witcher because the writers wouldn't respect the source material. Unfortunately, most actors can't afford to walk away from bad projects. I'm glad to see that Superman has a spine. Hopefully he will be the next Aragorn. Number 19, how the hell did this article about the rise of toxic femininity ever get written? Because all I ever see or hear these days is men not being useful and how men are trash. Calling men worthless just leads them to following guys like Andrew Tate. He might not be your cup of tea, but he's successful, competent, intelligent, wealthy, and stands up for his principles. The only way for women to succeed in our soy society is for men to fail. They can't have a successful man as an example. They need to destroy him. Up next, is it true if it's easy to sleep with her, then you should never marry her? Yes, but in Western soy society today, this doesn't work. Because women are going to want to marry high-quality men, and high-quality men are going to want women that put out after the first or second date. If not, they have plenty of other women to pick from. The women who are quickest to get into bed and provide men the best experience in bed often get the best men these days. Number 21, researchers at a top university are doing a study to figure out why butch lesbians look like the men they hate. I'll save them $1 million right now by providing an answer. It's because they're envious of men and want to be them, but they'll never have a real penis. There's a lot of self-loathing going on in this group. The worst part is that it's probably going to be male taxpayers funding this study. They should probably do a follow-up study asking why so many trans women end up looking like their wives. Moving on, what do you notice about the 2026 Ontario, Canada fishing regulation summary? Enrichment. It's full of enrichment. There's probably a section in this guide telling Jeets not to poop overboard. This is just another example of the Canadian government mocking its own people and forcing people to pay for it. It's mostly white males that go fishing there. This is inaccurate because in Canada, Jeets use tablecloths to catch fish and not fishing rods. Number 23, here's even more madness in Canada. A man who raped an infant is quietly moved to a prison with a mother-baby unit after claiming to be transgender. Remember, ladies, you aren't locked up with him. You're locked up with her. I'm surprised that he/she was even able to survive in that male prison, and that someone didn't shove a broom handle up his poop chute. What's wrong with bringing back the death sentence for individuals like this? Opnix says Wayman says that the sign of a good alpha male is that he never judges a woman's past and supports her children as his own. No, ma'am. That's a cucker simp. Tell me you're a single mother with a high notch count without actually telling me. God help any man that she ends up with, even though it's his fault, for settling for her. An alpha male doesn't have to settle for leftovers like her. What do you expect from modern Wayman? The greatest scammers in history next to only Jeets and Nigerians. Number 25 on the last one, here's the difference between Helen of Troy in 2002 versus 2026. More like the Pumpkin of Troy. When Diana Kruger played this role, it was a different time, and she was considered mid with many reviewers saying that she wasn't beautiful enough for the role. I doubt anyone will criticize the stunning and brave beauty on the right unless they're willing to risk their careers. If I was writing a review, I'd ask the dude on the right, why is he playing a white woman? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.